Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Who decides what is in the best interest of a child? That expression has been part of our legal system for centuries, and when the great British lawyer William Blackstone codified English law in the 18th century, the expression clearly meant that the biological parents of a child were expected and authorized to make decisions in the best interest of their own children. Nobody ever made any convincing or scientific argument against that policy. But in the 1970s, without any legislative approval, it became popular to say that the village should raise the child. The liberal establishment defined village to include all sorts of government busybodies, such as public school officials, hired consultants, psychologists, and especially judges in family courts. Family court judges are the lowest in the pecking order of the judiciary, but they have become the most powerful, because their decisions are seldom appealed or overruled or even published. This system of having judges make decisions about the care and raising of children has become so universal that, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, family court judges now control the private living arrangements of 46 million Americans and $40 billion of their own money, which the judges have the power to transfer between households. Many of these parents have never committed any action that violates our laws. To show you how intrusive these family court judges are, look at the Chicago case where the parents disagreed about which church their child should be raised in, and a judge took it upon himself to decide which religion the kid should adopt. How did we get to a situation whereby some judge can decide a child's religion? Fortunately, that judge was overruled on appeal. I urge you to read my new book called Who Killed the American Family, to help restore the family and the authority of parents to their honored place in American society.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Join the blog conversation with your own answer to the question, Who Killed the American Family? Go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
New time slot. Yeah, we're on at 9 p.m. Eastern time now, Monday through Friday. Excited to be here. All right, enough of the small talk. Let's get to our special guest tonight. I'm excited to invite somebody that has a real solution-oriented initiative. This show will continue to be focused on solutions, because at the end of the day, I'm tired of hearing you complain about the same old. To the choir, and to beyond. Yes, it's important that we establish what the problem is. It is important that we don't ignore the problem. Don't get me wrong, this ain't no New Age BS. But we gotta look at how we can combat the system. And doing that today is Evan Cutler. He was with the DVDs for Delegates, and now he's trying to disband the TSA, the Tyranny Suckers something or another. I was trying to make up an acronym on the spot there, Evan, to truly describe what the TSA is all about, but I failed miserably. How are you, Evan? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing all right, Bob. How about you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, doing well. Thank you for coming on. And tell me a little bit about how you first got introduced to the tyranny-based organization that is the TSA?
Well, I guess it was right after 9/11 when I was flying out of Alaska. I was actually, the first time I encountered them. But, at that point, like many, I was sort of in shock about 9/11 and just kind of accepting that we were on a state of terror alert and, felt unlike any other time I'd ever experienced.
But, sure. So when you woke up to what really happened on 9/11, it puts things like the TSA in context, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm still not really clear on exactly what happened during 9/11. I know as a scientist, those buildings seem to fall at the rate of gravity, which is now explained by the planes. And there's scientists and engineers for truth that say very well that those were controlled demolitions, but our government doesn't acknowledge that. So, and I'm not an expert on those things.
Well, nor do you have to be necessarily to understand that a building 47 stories or 42 stories in the case of Building 7 falling in free fall speed into its own footprint, having not been hit by any other airliner and having simple office furniture fires be the supposed result of that. There's something wrong there. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to get that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Definitely that's true.
So we see that 9/11, whether you think that it was a complete conspiracy by the reptilians with holographic images, or you think that we were simply lied to about it. We see that it was used, or for that matter, if you buy the official story, we see that it was used to exploit us, to consent to more tyranny, and in particular, the tyranny out of many other issues. In particular, what we're discussing tonight is the tyranny of the TSA at the airport.
Yeah, so what I do know is we were slapped with two bills in rapid succession within a couple months of 9/11. One is the Patriot Act, which everybody's familiar with, and then less than a month later, on November 19th, 2001, they passed the Transportation Security Act, which created the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, and gave them the mandate to try and do security at all hubs of transportation. Now, everybody's experienced them so far through the airports, and that's been the primary area that they've been working, and they've been fulfilling their mandate of screening and searching every human being that goes through almost every airport in the country for commercial travel. There are a few airports that are exceptions, because there is an opt-out. I believe San Francisco is one of the cities that opted out of the TSA screening, and that means that they took their own responsibility, but they basically still have to do the same thing. What a lot of people don't realize is that their mandate also includes all other forms of transportation, and the TSA has been increasingly venturing through what they call their Viper squad, if I got that right, to train stations and bus stations and truck stops and road crossings. And I actually saw them when I was a national alternate delegate for Ron Paul in 2008 at the National Republican Convention. They handle the screening of Democrat and Republican conventions as well for everybody going in and out of the premises.
How is that transportation related?
Good question. But I guess it's just convenient to task them to that. I mean, you have heads of state and senators and so forth all visiting a city all at once, and thousands of journalists going in, so they kind of see it with the same sort of mandate. But here's my fundamental concern is just that they keep expanding their mandate, and we're resembling a pattern that other nations have had in the past. In fact, the British colonies were doing the same sort of thing, searching Americans. That's why we have a Fourth Amendment saying that we will not be subject to unreasonable search and seizure unless upon sworn oath and testimony of somebody who's describing why we should be searched and what we should be searched for. And
Ask you the age-old question that you'll hear from folks. What do you care? What do you have to hide? I mean, what's the big deal? It's just a little search at the airport, man.
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of people do feel that way. And my concern is that we're slowly growing to a state where we're accepting things that were unthinkable before. We already had terrorism screening put into place after a series of hijackings in the 1960s and 1970s, and that's when they put in the metal detectors and started the first level of screening, and that pretty much worked. It stopped the hijackings. The hijacking attempts were in the scores per year in the 60s and 70s for a period of time, I believe. And but now we've got this whole other mandate because, well, let's just put it this way. Right after 9/11, they started searching us more thoroughly for everything and restricting every little aspect of what you could bring on a plane, from tweezers to, you know, because the planes were allegedly taken over with box cutter knives, correct?
Supposedly.
Yeah. So after they've searched everybody thoroughly for their box cutter knives, you get on the plane and you order a beverage, and the people come down the aisles with carts full of soda cans. And if you ask, they'll give you a whole soda can if they have enough. And then if you bent your soda can back and forth in half, you would have a box cutter. So the very thing they're searching you for, they then hand you on the airplane.
Good point.
So that's something I noticed right off. But, you know, like everybody else, I accepted it. You know, we're in a state of terror. We need to be protecting ourselves. But it's gotten to
and
the point
it's not just the soda can, by the way. I noticed it with some of the stuff they sell at the convenience stores. There's restaurants in the airport past security with knives there. I mean, you know, they got some butter knives maybe, or maybe they don't allow all knives, but they have glass. You know, you take a glass, mm-hmm. you break that, that's a weapon.
Right, right. And that's the point. Is that the human mind is the most dangerous thing, and the thing that makes me very happy is to realize that most people just don't want to hurt people. They're not trying to take down airplanes, and we're living in this state of fear that we need to be protected. Fact is, you know, the TSA's mandate for the new levels of screening, the whole body scanners and the pat-downs, has to do with a fear of people bringing on bomb-making materials. However, there hasn't been a single domestic case of anybody bringing a bomb onto an American plane since 1962, if I understand correctly. So we're talking over 50 years without that, and yet that's what we're screening for. And so we're putting 1.8 million travelers a day who are going through U.S. airports and TSA security checkpoints through this screening for something that has not even happened in all of the time.
It hasn't happened in the past, but I'm sure TSA has found several terrorists and stopped them in their tracks, right? Wink, wink. I mean, what's the grand tally here of numbers of terrorists with bomb-making materials or not that the TSA have stopped?
I don't know of a single one. And I do know that they occasionally find some people with, you know, a clip of ammunition or a gun that they forgot was in their luggage, almost always accidental. And they find that they could have found that same stuff with the metal detectors that they were using before.
Right.
You know, everybody has their different points. And we don't know, TSA Watch, what everybody's biggest concerns are. That's one of the things we're going to figure out. For me, you know, when I was a teenager, I was a teen runaway, and I experienced some molestation. And it's an ugly story, and I'm not very comfortable about talking about that right now. But for me, going through a checkpoint and having to submit to a man that's a stranger running his hands up and down my legs and bumping into my genitals with his hand as part of my condition for being allowed to travel potentially is not acceptable. Because to me, that's a sexual assault.
So why don't you just get radiated then and stop complaining?
Why don't I just subject myself to untested equipment and radiation that's permeating my body, altering my genetic code? Well, I haven't had kids yet, for one thing. And
good answer.
I'd like to be able to do that without, you know, having been mutated unnecessarily.
I want, in future segments, I want to dive a little bit deeper on the naked body scanners, as they've been dubbed. And talk a little bit about the radiation. And there's two different kinds, and I kind of want to lay that out. And I also want to get more of an understanding of what exactly you're proposing we do to combat the TSA and their nasty initiatives across the country, not just as the airports, at the airports, folks. These Viper squads, as he mentioned, are going all over the place. And I'm surprised we haven't seen them at football games yet. Yeah, we may already have. If I'm not mistaken, there was a proposed measure to bring the TSA into sporting events or any areas where a large amount of people congregate. So we'll talk about that in just a moment with our special guest tonight, Evan Cutler. Evan, you still got DVDs for delegates?
Well, that was a project just for 2008. We can tell you about that. And since then, I organized Alaskans for Ron Paul in 2012, and I organized the Alaskans for Ron Paul delegates meet up in 2008, so I have a lot of interesting experiences
cool.
with those efforts.
Well, we'll talk about that as well. I'll challenge you on the whole, or maybe not. I want to ask you if you felt like that was a waste of time or not. Look, in retrospect, and I know hindsight's always 20/20, but I want to talk about mm-hmm. that with you because I know a lot of people out there are disillusioned even with getting behind somebody like Ron Paul. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, Evan, and when we come back, we'll dive deep into all of the aforementioned topics and so much more. And we might even have some time for calls tonight on The Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, ladies and gentlemen. We're speaking with Evan Cutler tonight about disbanding the TSA. Evan, tell me a little bit about these scanners that are used in many airports now across the country.
Okay, well, if I could for just a second, I want to explain the overall project because this is the first radio interview we've done. We just launched the project 3 days ago. And is that okay if I can just explain sort of the broad outline of what we're trying to do?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that should be the focus. But I also wanted to put a little perspective as to why we're wanting to use this initiative to combat the TSA. But go right ahead. I think we should get into the meat of the issue. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, TSA Watch, if for anybody who wants to check it out, they can go to our website, tsawatch.org, and just that will refer them. It's just in its infancy stages, and we can use all kinds of help. TSA Watch's goal is not blatantly to disband the TSA. Our goal is to create a positive pressure of citizens to give blowback to the TSA for the ways that they're violating our rights as Americans and as travelers and visitors, even non-Americans. They're basically violating our human rights and dignity in the way that they're conducting their searches. And they're expanding their scope steadily and steadily and steadily. They're starting to have a few exceptions with this TSAP, but when it comes down to it, no human being is free to fly on a commercial airplane in America anymore without potentially having to have a full body pat down, their genitals touched, their bags gone through exhaustively, they're told to throw things out if they want to get on the airplane, they have things confiscated, and they have things damaged. Many people are complaining about actual damage, and to put some of that in perspective, TSA has their own spreadsheets that reveal the claims that have been made on a line-by-line basis, and if you were to believe their spreadsheets, just in the years 2010 to 2013, there were over 43,000 lines in their spreadsheet for people who have actually, you know, waded through their website and managed to figure out how to file a claim form. And this is just claims for damaged and stolen items. Those claims are not totaled up, but what it does show is what the payouts are. And the payouts are for those 3 years, they're just listed in small amounts, $10 here, $100 there, $250 there, and many of the lines have no payouts. In fact, about one out of 20 seems to have a payout. They didn't sum up the number of payouts, but it's a spreadsheet. So I just used the Excel spreadsheet summation button at the bottom of that column, and it totaled that they paid out $2.8 million in that period of 3 years. Now, if you go back to their first spreadsheets from 2002 to 2006, they have another column in there, which is the amount that people were actually claiming on their claim. And in that four-year period, if you total up the amount that was paid out, it was over $10 million of claims. But in the column that actually shows what people were claiming was damaged and lost and stolen, it was over $15 billion, billion with a B. So they're paying out less than 0.1% of the claims. Now, they got smarter, and in the more recent ones, they don't even tell you how much people are claiming. They just say what they paid out. But that gives you an idea of the massive amount of theft and or waste of people's things that's occurring. And that's my partner's biggest issue, is just the sheer theft. That, you know, all these violations need to be reported and prosecuted. So the goal of TSA Watch is to get citizens in large enough numbers, like Neighborhood Watch, to be watching the TSA and to not be afraid to report every violation that they experience or witness and make complaints. Right now, if you make a complaint to the TSA, you go to their website, you have to find where to make a complaint. One thing leads you to an email. If you send an email, then you get an autoresponder that tells you to go somewhere else on the website. Anyway, once you figure out how to make a complaint, you can talk to somebody to complain or you can write an email, and then it disappears. And the only way to find out who's complaining and about what is to file a Freedom of Information Act request. This is separate from the claims for damage and lost materials. Are you following me so far?
I am.
Okay. So if people want to make a complaint, they have to go through this process, and then what happens? They get an autoresponder letter back from the TSA saying thank you for your complaint. The complaint is officially forwarded to the head of the TSA at that particular airport, the very airport responsible for the complaint. So the manager of the people that are frustrating citizens and travelers is the one who has the responsibility to answer the complaint. And that's it. So what we want to do, some people have filed Freedom of Information Act requests to get some of those complaints out of the TSA. And in one example I saw, they limited the response to only those complaints that were mailed in and only those physically mailed into the central office and only during a particular period of time, even though the instructions online, you know, tell you to make your complaint to the airport you're at or fill out a form online. So in those 200 or so complaints that they actually released, they actually crossed out everybody's names who was complaining. And if you look at the bottom of their complaints, because they're photocopies of their papers, you can, or scans of the papers, you can see that these people didn't want to be anonymous because they'd CC'd their newspapers and their representatives. But, you know, out of supposedly protecting those people, they omitted, the TSA omitted their names, redacted it. So what we're going to do for the first time is allow everybody to complain to the TSA through us, and we'll keep a copy, and we'll publish a copy, and we'll allow people to remain anonymous publicly if they want, but we'll help them through the claim process. We'll help them identify what kinds of claims or complaints they can file. If they have a civil rights issue, then the TSA has to pay more attention to it. If they have an American with Disabilities Act issue, again, the TSA has a higher burden of response. So we'll collect all this information, and for the first time we'll be able to quantify exactly how much time is being wasted, how many people are being feeling like they're sexually assaulted, how many people are feeling like they've been stolen from, and it won't just be hidden in the government non-transparency zone. We'll make it transparent. That will become the basis for organizations like Freedom to Travel or Freedom to Fly USA, which has been doing a great job filing briefs, legal briefs, and it'll help organizations like that have the data they need to file their legal cases. So that's one of the things that we're going to do. Another way that we're going to do this is we're going to build a telephone app that allows people to walk into the airport, and as they get in the TSA queue, they push a button, and the app starts counting their time in line there. And on the simplest level, they push another button when they get out of the queue, and then they can rate their experience. As we get more complicated with it, we'll allow people to be able to photo document and audio document whatever's happening to them in the line. We can offer them decision trees so they can hit the button, "I'm being searched. My bag is being searched. I'm being patted down." And they can get some guidance on what to do.
Why not just film?
Yeah, well, you can film if you're not interfering with their process. And then part of our project is to get lawyers. So when you come to our website, you'll see that we have a video link to a GoFundMe site, because we're doing our very initial bootstrapping right now at GoFundMe.com/TSAWatch. You can see it, or you can just go to TSA.org and see it. And we also have a page on Facebook, which is TSAWatch. In any case, if you watch our video, it explains what we're trying to do. But we're going to make things like scanning. One of the things we have to do is to make our presence known. So our goal is to get huge numbers of people to join us, and we'll have T-shirts and keychains and baggage locks and things like that that all have our logo on them. And we can make things with radiological ink that shows up in the scanners, and so the scanners and screeners will see our emblem. And when they start to see it over and over and over again, they're going to learn that they're being watched.
Yeah, they're definitely going to catch on quick. We're talking with Evan Cutler. Evan, I'll let you give out the website and all that in just a moment. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back,
okay,
We'll continue to discuss this solution-oriented effort to disband the TSA.
Something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquake. earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
All right, we're talking with Evan Cutler. And Evan, I was asking you, why don't we just film? Why don't we just, I mean, an app sounds great. I understand that it will report things to your group, and, and I get that. I think that's great. But at the very least, if we can't get people to jump on board with downloading a new app and doing things that are maybe a little bit out of their comfort zone for whatever reason, can we just get people like the folks at Cop Watch or Cop Lock and filming the police and all those different groups? Can't we just get people to whip out their phones and film their encounters?
I did last time
I was at the airport.
We're going to. That's part of what we're going to do as well. We're going to encourage people to do that. We're going to educate people on how to do that safely where they won't get arrested, because there are ways to get arrested doing it and there are ways not to. Like, we can't.
All right, well, let's talk about that. How do I get arrested filming somebody in a public place?
Film in a state that's made it illegal to film security or police officers, or, you know, some states have made it illegal, some towns have.
So if it's a one-party consent state, then it's fine? Is that whole thing?
Well, that's the case. And so we really have to know our ABCs on this, and that's part of why we need funding so we can afford lawyers. We need volunteer lawyers, too. We just need lawyers. So we want to make sure we're giving people solid advice, and we're not going to prison ourselves for giving bad advice, but
I'm no lawyer, but I'll tell you this. I can't see a reason why it would be illegal to film somebody in a public place.
Well, if you look at our video, I don't know if you got a chance to see it yet. It's a 5-minute video, but you know, one of the themes we have in there is from the TSA's own website where they say it's not illegal to photograph them or a checkpoint.
All right, so what more do we need?
What you can't do is interfere with their process at the checkpoint, and that's where you get into this gray area, and then you can be interpreted, you can be doing something legal. They can call the police over, who are the ones who can actually arrest you, and if they persuade the police that you're doing something illegal, then you could be arrested, and then you have to go to court and deal with all of that sort of thing. So if we want to, we do want to help people understand what they can do legally and what things that they're risking if they do various things and various strategies, so that when they are filming, like, you can go filming with a cocky attitude and being rude, and you're much more likely to get arrested even though you have the right to film. But if you use, you know, nonviolent tactics and you're polite and respectful while you're filming, then you're less likely to be arrested even though you shouldn't be in the first place. So, you know, things like that are part of what we'll be doing, and, you know, we'll be pulling together experts on these areas. So far what's happened is you have some really good legalistic people and really good ethical people focus and build some various websites where people can try and talk about these issues, but what they've never done is make it safe for the mass public to come together, and that's what we're trying to do. We're not telling anybody that we're trying to disassemble the TSA. What we are trying to do is to get people's rights respected, and that means that they ought to be able to travel without having their possessions searched in the way that they are, without things being confiscated, without their bodies being grabbed, and without a papers, please, commandant kind of attitude that's condescending, where somebody has a power trip. So we do want to use the power of the press and the power of video to shame TSA agents that are the worst offenders. But one of the things that we need to do is to identify who those people are, and by having a place where everybody complains and those records aren't hidden, then when people have identified the officer that's bothering them, and we see that there's like one gate in Cleveland's airport that on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at these hours has somebody named Officer Machismo who's screwing with everybody, we'll send a team out. We'll get a team of volunteers from that area. We'll carefully coach them. We'll send them with lawyers if we have to. We'll get that person on film being a jerk.
And we'll you mean who? Officer Machismo?
Officer Machismo.
Yeah, you got to watch out for him, man. He's a real dick.
Yeah, that's just the name I'm giving. But, you know,
Machismo's a dick, man. I know it.
We need to be a positive force as far as, you know, getting people who are being real jerks to citizens, because they're the biggest offenders, to stop being that way. And then just doing that will scare a lot of the TSA agents into actually treating people with respect, which they should be doing in the first place.
I don't know about that. Let me ask you a question. Is the private airport that I own forced to take on a TSA agent or a TSA checkpoint?
No. The private airport that you own, if you want to fly in commercial FAA airspace, is forced to take on TSA checkpoints or to handle their security according to the same guidelines that TSA is following. So that's the difference. You can have a private airport that doesn't do commercial air travel in FAA-controlled airspace. In other words, you could have small planes that fly below the window and ultralights and all that sort of thing. But if you want to fly jets in commercial airspace, and you know, then you have to participate in the system or be in an airport that's opted out, like San Francisco. As far as I know, there was, a first set of 5 or 6 airports that opted out. And you know, I'm learning a tremendous amount in a short time since I've taken on organizing this. And I'm going to learn a lot more, so I stand to be corrected, but I believe it's up to 20 now airports that
have opted out. So 20 different major commercial airports, or maybe not major, but commercial airports, do not have TSA agents?
Yeah, San Francisco, I believe, is the biggest. I think Montana has a bunch of airports, if I remember. I think it's Montana.
Nice.
That has a bunch of airports that aren't necessarily so major, but they are FAA commercial airline airports.
Sure. Which airport does Officer Machismo work at?
What's that?
Which airport does Officer Machismo work at?
Probably, you know, that was a made-up name. That's an example. And when people complain,
Evan, do you have a sense of humor?
Yeah, I think he's everywhere. person.
Okay, good. All right, just making sure. All right.
Sorry
for the jokes, man. I try to keep a little bit of humor here. So let's talk a little bit about the scanners, because I dig your initiative. Tell me about the different scanners.
I'm not an expert on them right now. I have a lot more to learn. But from what I understand, you have the basic kind of scanner that we used to have before. It's metal detecting scanner, and we still have some of those. And then there were two kinds of see-through the body scanners. One, I believe, is an X-ray thing that's horribly hazardous, and I believe they've been recalling those or recalled most of those. And then they have these ones that are they called millimeter wave technology? I don't understand them as well. They're saying that they're safer because they don't penetrate your body as much. But I'm skeptical. I don't see any, I don't know of any evidence about them being safe for humans or any long-term longitudinal studies about long-term biological effects. But they do strip your body. They see through your clothing. They're naked body scanners. That's what some people call them. But they're basically looking under your clothing and through your clothing. So whether you're padded down, whether you're stripped naked, or whether a machine does it, you've got this fundamental question. Should you be strip searched as a condition of travel, or should there be a better way to solve this problem?
Gotcha.
Metal detector doesn't look under your clothes.
So, Evan, tell me, how can they find the website for this initiative and all that and get involved?
Okay, well, right now the best place to go to is our GoFundMe, and it just started 3 days ago. We've only raised $1,200, and we're just trying to raise $35,000 right now to get everything in place. And then
only $35,000?
Then we're doing a bigger Kickstarter, but we're just getting ready. Right now, we just need help because we're filing for a nonprofit, and we're going to do trademark and, you know, all the things that get things going, have an attorney. We're going to make a series of 6 videos that are meant to go viral, and then we're going to do a month-long campaign, and that's our campaign. You know, we're preparing for a professional $1 million-plus, 20,000-member-plus campaign. You know, our goals are bigger than that, but those are our minimum goals, and we need 20,000 members to join us. So we'll have people joining us then for as little as $2, and everybody will get the phone app. Eventually, we want to make the phone app free, but we have to pay to develop it. And we'll have all kinds of rewards for people on that sort of stuff as far as the swag that they can carry around. This is TSA watch. But those are the sort of we have a multi-step plan. So the first step right now is we're just trying to bootstrap, get the basic structure, get the basic team together, get an office going, and so forth. And that's what the $35,000 is for. And then 2 months later, we'll come back out and go on this, do this on a real national level and get into mainstream
media.
That's the goal.
Let me ask you: you were behind the Ron Paul campaign, the push for delegates, and all that. You failed miserably. It was a waste of time and money. What's going to make this even better?
Well, let's say this. I didn't work for the Ron Paul campaign. I was an organizer. I created Alaskans for Ron Paul 2012 on Facebook the day after Obama signed the indefinite detention NDAA act, and because they did it on New Year's Eve. So started the group on January 1st, 2012. And what we did is we organized delegates in our state, Alaska, and we actually got enough people there to win the Republican Party chair, vice chair, and secretary in our state. We didn't win Ron Paul, but we won that. Then what happened immediately afterwards is that the Old Boys Network in Alaska didn't follow their own rules, totally unvalidated our election, and kicked out the people we got elected without them having an opportunity to serve. They completely violated the entire ethics, rules of the party, and code of the party, and the federal party.
All right, we have 20 seconds, man.
So I'm kind of disenchanted with that. We'll succeed on this because we're dealing with the issue and not a party.
I love it. That's a good sales point. All right, folks. Evan Cutler, thanks again, man. We wish you the best, and keep us updated on this, all right?
Okay, thank you, Bob. I'll be happy to tell you what happens later on.
Show.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. You know, I appreciate what that guy's doing, but I'm just not sure. I don't know. I will entertain anything solution-oriented. But just like he was disillusioned with the whole Ron Paul thing and certain mainstream activism-based initiatives, I get turned off as well. So I want our solutions to be of some substance. Okay? I don't want them to be for granted. There's a show on a lamestream radio station that I've been going back and forth with. And I've decided that we're going to call them live on the air and see if they'll take my call, because they've refused to take my call now. I've called up a bunch of different times. They call me names, and you know, I tell them that they ought to cover some real issues, and they refuse to think about it. So that was a lame way of me trying to describe this very tumultuous relationship that I have with this radio station that I keep trying to hold accountable and inject some truth onto. And as a result, I've decided that in this last segment tonight, I'm going to call them live on the air and see if we can get anywhere in holding them accountable for their censorship, for their lack of common sense and decency and respect for real issues and real callers who want to know what's really going on in the world, or want to share with their stupid listeners what's really going on in the world. All right, so here we go. Calling them now. Let's see if they'll go live on the air with us. We'll find out. If I can get the phone to even ring. Ah, it's busy. They must be doing a stupid contest on their show right now. Or either that, or they're listening to our show right now, and they somehow have blocked the lines. Let's try it one more time. It's 800-771-1025. This is 1025 The Bone in Tampa Bay, Florida. Okay, I got one more number for them. We'll try this. And if that doesn't work, we'll put it to rest. Let's see if this works. This one's 727-579-1025. The lines are busy. I bet they're doing some stupid contest right now. Let's tune in to see what's so important that their phone lines are busy for. Which I'm surprised, because, you know, it's not the greatest radio station in the world.
That's just how, not only is he demanding millions from Birdman.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's
so funny.
Bad it now. Is. It is. It really is.
What are they talking about? I don't know.
Entertainment artists being Nicki Minaj, Drake, yeah. Christina Milian, Mac Man.
Oh, I know what they're talking about. They're talking about BS pop mumbo jumbo nonsense. So glad they're too busy to take our call, because they're talking about whatever pop stars they just mentioned. Speaking of pop stars, is anybody concerned with the Super Bowl? Stupor Bowl, as I like to call it. All right, you want to enjoy a Sunday, you know, enjoy the Super Bowl. But those that are obsessed with it, well, there's other issues in the world that are worth you spending your time and energy on. Well, that's a bummer that they're not able to come to the phone lines. Oh well, we'll have to try them another time to see if they have the cojones to come on my show. I mean, it's easy when they're on their show, but let's see if they have the cojones to come on my show and actually stand up for themselves and explain why they want to continue to push their garbage. Tomorrow night, we have a very special show for you. There's a police officer who was recorded on Xbox claiming that he's paid to beat up, quote, niggas like you, as he's playing an Xbox game. And we actually located the police office that this man is a part of, and we're going to call them. We're going to call them. We'll see what they say. We'll see what they say. I'm going to continue to do calls like that on the show, because I think holding people accountable is important. So we'll continue to do that. But in the meantime, since we can't call any other show, let's take a call on our show at 800-313-9443 and talk to Frank. Hello, Frank.
Good evening. I have a suggestion for people to call a radio show. It's a 50,000-watt station, Blowtorch of the South in the southeast in Charlotte, North Carolina, 1110 AM. There's an individual been there for many, many years now. He's kind of a quasi Ron Paul supporter, libertarian. He basically just talks about nothing all day. But people want to call.
Is he on right now?
No, he's on from 9 a.m. until noon, right before Rush Limbaugh. But the only reason I even bring him up is because he will take people's calls. And he actually, if you want to advertise your business or your radio show, like the Bob Duskin radio show or anything like that, on Fridays, he will actually let you call in from 11:30 a.m. to about 5 minutes before noon. You can advertise whatever you want for 7 seconds. If you can get it out, you can get out a lot of information if you practice in 7 seconds. And he reaches an audience of maybe probably around, you know, a couple hundred thousand people at any given time. He broadcast, you can hear his show quite, I've traveled quite a bit. You can hear his show up in Virginia, South Carolina. It's a pretty large radio station, has a large audience. So, his name is Keith Larson. I'm not going to give out the phone number. You probably don't want me to give that out. And it is,
no, go ahead and give out the phone number. I'm going to try to call. There's another guy on right now named Brett Jensen. We'll try to call him.
Well, okay, he's mostly a sports guy.
Even better. What's the number?
I do blow his mind quite sometimes I will sneak in yet. 704.
All right, let's call him right now. 704.
Area code 704-570-1110. And he's more of a sports writer type of guy, but every now and then.
Let's do what he says about sports, because I have some comments about the Super Bowl that I want to share.
Yeah,
hold on.
Probably,
the number one more time, please.
704-570-1110. He's probably, I don't know if he's on. Yeah, he may be on until 11 o'clock, actually.
Let's call him right now, all right? Hold on here. Hold on. I'm going to talk to the. I don't even know if they have call screeners there or what the deal is. We'll find out. This is Brett Jensen, a sports talk show that we're going to try to inject some truth on. We'll see if they pick up our phone call right now. Let's see. Come on. None of these shows can pick up the phone.
Well, they're probably going to a commercial, right? Yeah, they go to our commercials.
Why can't they pick up the phone when I'm live on air so I can expose these idiots to our listeners and do it in live time, man? Oh, well. All right, we're going to call him on another day, and I thank you for the suggestion, man. I call a lot of these shows, and I try to inject truth into them whenever I can. It sounds like you're doing the same, man, so thank you.
Well.
All right, Frank. Take care, buddy. All right, there he goes. All right, that does it for us tonight. We're out of time. We will be back at it tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said, we're going to call that police officer's station and see if we can get an answer about why he's paid to, quote, kick niggas' ass. That's what he said. That's what he was recorded saying, and we want to know why he's still on the force or why he's paid to do that. How dare he? All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Love you guys. Take care.
Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.